Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Good, everybody. It is Monday, October 2nd, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. All of our odds are presented by the king of all sports books, BetMGM. We are powered by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. I am the coach, and today is one of those days where we have to stop for a second. And I say a lot of things on the show, but I want to make an example of what happened yesterday. In fact, Lori in the chat said this. Did anyone else wake up thinking, what the heck happened yesterday? Was it just a bad dream? Let's go ahead and show the recap screen while I tell you this. I say this on the all the time on the show, that for those of you who want to complain or say, oh, your picks were crap or whatever, yesterday is a perfect example. This is a business you rely on people to be successful for you. 49ers up 12, couldn't knock the ball out. They chose not to. They cover. Arizona drops a touchdown pass with 10 seconds to go. Patrick Mahomes did the right thing last night. Now, all I saw was negativity. And number 15 stinks. Does he? It's not even about it being my team. They won the game. Players, most players, do not care about the point spread. They care about winning games because that's how you keep your job. That's how you make it to the playoffs. So the next time you want to complain or get angry, remember, this is a people business. There are good beats, and then there is yesterday, one of the worst bad beats you will ever see. It's gut-wrenching. The feelings are real, but put it in perspective and understand how difficult this business is. But what's the other thing we do here at the brand? We love to have a good time because that, to me, is what life is truly all about. So with all that being said, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. And here on a Monday, we've got primetime early edge tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. This is an embarrassment of riches. Buckets is here. AB is here. A little early for AB. Great to see you. Proppy is here. And then living in the clouds. My man, the maestro. Maestro, what are you doing?
I'm on the road, guys, but nothing's going to keep me from a Monday morning NFL talk. Let's do it.
It looks like you're in the skies.
Yeah, I know. Maybe the only person that's not scarred from yesterday is Buckets. So, Buckets, how about you get the 15 seconds today? Because yesterday, for the rest of us, was brutal. Talk to me.
Coach, I got to wake up in my own little fantasy world today because I had no idea what anyone was talking about that was complaining on Twitter. I opened up my Twitter this morning. I saw everybody was mad, and I was like, man, what happened? Who are the Chiefs? What's going on? No idea what happened, and it makes me so happy to be here with all of you today.
We're glad for that. All of us are glad for that, Buckus.
Who are the Chiefs?
Hey, but at least Taylor Swift was happy, right?
Was she?
She was. They won the game. Kelce did not play well. I think there was something wrong with him. He kept asking to come out of the game. I think there's something going on there as far as with his health. And Patrick Mahomes clearly is not healthy. But guess what? Tonight, Monday Night Football, it's back in the same stadium they played in last time. First time ever. Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. The Seahawks, they played really well the last 2 weeks. They are favored by 1.5. The total sitting at 47. So, Maestro, you're on the road. We want to make your in-laws feel great. I'm going to give you the first response to this. Are we fading or are we following the favorite Seattle tonight?
Well, I posted the Seahawks as underdogs early in the week. I like them a lot more in that spot than I do laying points. But yeah, I definitely lean towards the Seahawks and the way their offense and Geno Smith has played the last 2 weeks, throwing for 624 yards, completing over 71% of his passes. The Giants are starting two rookie corners. The Giants blitz half of the time, over half of the time. So DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, those guys are going to get opportunities one-on-one against the rookie corners. But an angle I like even more, Coach, if I can promote a piece that we're doing on Sportsline every week, the officiating angles. That piece is 2-0 this week, 7-4 for the season. And one of the plays in there is over tonight because Brad Rogers is on the call, 60%, 37-25 to the over in his career, calls a lot of defensive pass interference, defensive holding and roughing the passer. So look for those flags tonight. He does throw a lot of flags, and that's why his games tend to go over.
And where can we find that article, Maestro?
Sportsline.com, analysis, NFL.
Boom. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We never stop. Hashtag educate and entertain. Did you know that about the referees? No, you did not. Now, Proppy, I know you're in the lab always working. In fact, me and him are going to collab later today like we do every single Monday on CBS Sports HQ. But right here, right now, which way are you leading, fading or following Seattle?
I am following Seattle. I think they're a much better football team top to bottom. They also historically, not that I buy into historic trends very much, they're very good on Monday Night Football, 700 winning percentage. They're also 5-0 at MetLife Stadium as well. So certainly if you like that sort of thing, it benefits or favors Seattle. But I just think their roster is a lot more talented top to bottom. Geno is playing very good football right now as well. Last year was a reclamation project, surprised a lot of people, but he's actually playing significantly better to start the season this season than he even did last year. They're also getting Jamal Adams back in their secondary. He is an excellent safety, the best blitzing safety I have ever seen. And he is just a big energy boost to Seattle's defense that has really struggled this season. So I think the combination of getting him back, playing against this Giants defense that plays a lot of man coverage, blitzes a lot. We've seen Geno be effective getting the ball out of his hands quickly. I just think Seattle's too much top to bottom. I like them to win tonight and win convincingly.
They have scored 37 points the last 2 weeks in beating Detroit and beating the Rams, who are proving to be two pretty good teams. Great analysis by my man Proppy. Now, AB, you and I, by the way, Berg Betts in the chat right now. Any questions for him? Put him in there. He will answer them in real time. AB, later tonight, primetime early, edge 7:30 Eastern time. I don't want to give it away, but I'm predicting dissension in the ranks. I'm predicting drama between the crew. I don't want to give it away, but some of the players that are going to be playing tonight, you and I, very early this morning, we're all over. That's all I'm going to say. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, you know what, Coach? I think that you and I made some smart decisions through email this morning for tonight's show. That being said, you know what? I think that this game is going to be a car wreck. All right? I think it's going to be all over the place. You're going to see good plays, horrific plays. You're going to see both quarterbacks under pressure, moving around, trying to make things happen. So I say all that to say this. We've got a couple plays in this game coming up here in just a second. You probably know what one of them's going to be. And you know what? You could go all in on that one. It's going to be a weird, weird game. Also, Reed Phillips in the chat here every day. One of the just most supportive people in the Early Edge crew. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Let's keep in mind the Giants have had two good quarters this year. That's it. Anybody says, oh, the Giants are pretty good. They've had two good quarters. That was the second half against Arizona. The rest of the time, they have been awful, just like Proppy said. And just because I want some entertainment. Buckets, what's your thought on Monday Night Football today?
Okay, thank you for pulling up the graphic again, Coach. I was about to say, well, who's playing? But now I see we have the Seahawks playing NY here. I'm going to be going for a bit of an AB angle here.
NY.
A bit of an AB angle here because I don't really know what's going to happen in this game, but I'm a big fan of what I now know is the hashtag no fly zone after I got my butt kicked betting against interceptions last week, Coach. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think both QBs throw at least one INT in this match.
So you're going to go both teams to throw an interception instead of both teams to score.
Exactly. Got to keep my, BTTS classic NFL version in this.
That's what a next level soccer.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. Now, many of you, and I saw all the stories, and Maestro, you're always all over this kind of stuff. The sports books last night, I mean, it was reportedly nearly a mob scene when Patrick Mahomes knelt at the 1 yard line with the end zone right in front of him. Now, not our partners, though. They take it in stride just like we do. We want you to join us. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get $200 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you will receive $200 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Use the bonus code EDGE200. Again, that is EDGE200. Now, later today, 4:45 Eastern time, I will be on CBS Sports HQ. 6 Eastern time, Proppy will be on CBS Sports HQ. 9 Eastern, 9:30. How about a little halftime live betting? AB will be where?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here. Robbie, what are you talking
about? Can I say one thing real quick?
Of course.
That was an amazing lead-in that you did for that commercial, and I was so late hitting the buttons. I just wanted to acknowledge that that was well done by you, and I was severely late on that one.
All right. Maestro, go.
I'm turning it over to Proppy.
Oh, I thought you raised your hand like you had something to say.
No, okay. Not at all.
Okay. Proppy, what are you talking about tonight at 6 Eastern?
Coach, what else is there to talk about? I'm talking about NFL props. I'll have my favorite 3 or 4 for the game. I've been going on there every single primetime matchup to give my 4 favorite props. Yeah, you got to check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah, and if you want to see Proppy in a shirt and a collar and looking all nice, download the CBS Sports app. Hit that little tab at the top, and you'll see him in full color. Now, speaking of picks, I need one to start the show. And Bucket, you sit there with a big old smile on your face, and you wait. Proppy, I'm coming back to you. Start us off, please.
Yeah, Coach. We are going to back Seattle running back Kenneth Walker over 62.5 rushing yards. I pounced on this line the moment it dropped. I think it's only moved up a yard or two. Certainly still playable, in my opinion, under 65 yards. Kenneth Walker's been very good so far in Seattle's backfield. Top 10 in elusive rating, top 10 in the majority of running back metrics that I think are really relevant, and gets a great matchup against the Giants defense. Hasn't been able to stop the run, hasn't been able to stop the pass. But we know Seattle tends to be run heavy, especially in matchups where they're playing against a weaker run defense. So I expect Kenneth Walker to get 15 to 17 touches in this game. He's yet to break a big gain, something he did quite a bit last year. Again, he's been efficient. I think he's going to break a big run in this matchup. I think he's going to sail over 65 rushing yards when he gets 17 plus carries tonight. So give me Kenneth Walker over 62.5 rushing yards. It played up to 66, 67.5.
Okay. And in some places it is moving quickly. It will get there. I encourage you to play it right here and right now. Speaking of right here and right now, our man Ben Horner, who's really become almost like a pseudo member of the crew. We had him on the show. He made some fire picks. I'm keeping my eye on him. He said this: I signed up for MGM yesterday before the NFL slate, tailed a prop star's play to trigger the free bet credits. Great way to build a bank quickly. For those of you who tweet me, and it's only been a few, because we have signed up hundreds into the thousands now at BetMGM, that say, Coach, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, everybody, for becoming a part of what BetMGM is building. We love having them as partners. Now, normally we haven't done NFL picks on the Monday morning show. We leave that for the Monday night, but we want to give you a little bit extra. starting today. So, AB, I've already got a rushing prop that I played right now live on the show thanks to Proppy. But I need, I don't know, two more, as we like to call them, exotics. Can you help me out with that?
Coach, I can help you out with that. And all the degenerates in the chat, yeah, you know where to come for the wild exotic bets right here. Also, Chase Ferris, happy birthday as well, buddy. Nice job on that. All right, we've got two plays for tonight. We'll have more on the show, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. However, we're going to play two of them right here. Seahawks, Giants, over 7.5 punts. Going to get this at minus 120. Look, this number is generally set at 8.5. I think that these two teams are both good enough and horrible enough to just gridlock the interstate. When you're trying to drive home after work, that's what you're going to see out of these two teams tonight. It's just going to be a mess at times. Take the punts here. 7.5 is an excellent number on that. We're also going to play Seahawks Giants over 2.5 turnovers. Buckets. I like where your head is at, buddy. That's a nice Ohio State shirt as well. We're going to play over 2.5 turnovers because if you look at the Giants, they have been a turnover machine ever since Saquon Barkley was out due to injury. The Seahawks really don't commit that many turnovers. I'm not sure if they've committed one this year, but they do take them away, specifically fumbles. They will get hats on the ball and pop that thing out. So it's going to be a fun night tonight. Take over punts, take over turnovers.
You had to be one of the few people happy, because as I'm a fan first and I'm a better second. When Patrick Mahomes was underthrowing balls by 10 yards and interceptions last night, it may be the worst he's ever played. But you had to be happy. You had 2.5 turnovers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hit that one for sure. We needed that one late. It was a little bit of a sweat, man, but we got that fumble recovery there. And I was literally in my car yelling at a red light. People were like looking at me like, what is this guy doing?
I actually did the same thing when Patrick Mahomes slid too, except I was in my house in front of my kids.
I got a lot of texts. Like, I didn't put anything on the Chiefs or like anything spread wise, but I had a lot of texts from friends that were not happy last night with that.
It was the spread, but it was also, I had over 25.5 team total. I mean, they had 17 in the first 8 minutes and you can't score another 10 points. Sorry. It's still fresh. It's still fresh. But you know what else is fresh? The Champions League. And at CBS, oh, we've got all the different platforms. But this week, Champions League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All over the place. Interesting that we have a Byron play this week, and I called for that specifically because we have one member of the crew who has a Bayern Munich tattoo, and you guys have not been that good this year so far. RB Leipzig, they showed up over the weekend. Did they not, Buckets?
That they did, Coach.
Yeah, they did. Now, today, we do not have the luxury of having the Champions League-level teams on the pitch, but that does not mean that we still can't cash tickets. So, Buckets, what do you got for us today, big boy?
Coach, I want to ask everyone here in the chat, do you like exciting matches with a ton of goals featuring the absolute best of the best teams in the entire world?
Yes!
You do?
Yes!
Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. Then tune in tomorrow, because we sure as hell do not have that this afternoon. All of the big teams that play today are some of the worst goal-scoring teams in their respective leagues, and because of that, we have to be very careful. We can still find value, but here's how we have to do it. I am going to La Liga. I'm going to the northeastern part of the island, Gran Canaria, and I'm going to a match between newly promoted Las Palmas hosting Celta Vigo. And this one's a simple bet for me here, Coach. I'm taking BTTNTS, which is both teams to not score in this game at minus 120. I hate betting this bet, but when you look specifically at Las Palmas, I don't know how else you bet this game. They have played 7 matches so far this season in La Liga, and their last 6 straight have hit both teams not to score. And all 7 of the matches hit under 2.5 goals. This is a team that when they got promoted, instead of buying a bunch of great attackers, they bought a bunch of great defenders. So now in their first 7 games, they've only seen 9 goals total in those 7 games. Take BTTS, no, as much as it hurts me in this first one, for really, really good value here. Then a quick travel to Turkey, where we have a great matchup between Kayserispor and Istanbul Basaksehir. Now, again, these are not two of the best teams that we're going to see in the Champions League, or even the Europa League, or even the Europa Conference League. But once again, we have two bad teams that really don't score goals. But rather than take the under here, I'm going Kayserispor on the draw no bet line at minus 120. Because Kayserispor playing at home so far this season has not lost yet. And they hosted Galatasaray in their season opener. Meanwhile, Istanbul Basaksehir, their last 3 visits to Kayserispor, have not won a single game and have not scored a single goal in that matchup. Take the draw, no bet. I do think Kayserispor wins this outright, but the fact that we get that safety net still at playable odds at minus 120 is exactly how you want to approach the Turkish Super League.
2 things, Buckets. Number one, how do you pronounce the RC Celta Vigo team?
Oh,
in a second, probably. 1 second.
I think it's RC Celta de Vigo.
Okay. And you said you don't know any other way that you could bet that, correct? You said that?
Correct. I said that not even a hashtag next level soccer capper could find another angle on that one.
Well, interesting. But because it's lucky for you, you have another one on this show. I played them on the draw no bet minus 1/4, meaning if they win or if they tie, they lose half the bet. I think they win on the pitch. That's what I played personally. I just wanted to throw that out there. And also it triggered a thought. AB, when you and I are running the brand and we're having our meetings and our conversations and we get an opportunity to add a capper like we did when Buckets came and EC came, it's kind of like not adding forwards but adding defender, just like Las Palmas did. We could have gotten forwards and we got Buckets and we got EC. What were we thinking, AB? What were we thinking?
It's a great question, Coach. And I'll tell you what, everybody in the chat, we're going to go live at 1 a.m. as me and Coach, when we do the recap for tomorrow. It will be 4 hours trying to find these teams of how these games ended. So, yeah, come live, man.
Probably. What do you got, big boy?
Just want to give a shout out to Buckets Hair today. He's having a very nice hair day. If you agree with me in the chat, please write Buckethead.
What is my life? What is my life? In the last 12 hours, I watched my favorite player cost millions of people. And now I have somebody talking about hair, which is a very sensitive subject for me, Proppy, I might add.
Oh.
But I understand you're running for president next year. Buckets Proppy 2024. I get it. Now, one of the players we're going to have tonight and talk about a lot tonight is always very unassuming for Seattle, but he's always a big time player. And I mean big time. Maestro, it's your spot. What do you got?
I'm going with the veteran receiver, Tyler Lockett, over his receiving number at 51.5. This is a great matchup against the Giants secondary. You know, Adoree Jackson has been playing in the slot, which means the outside corners are Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins. And Trey Hawkins, I believe, will get most of Tyler Lockett. And Trey Hawkins, a 6th-round rookie out of Old Dominion, amazing physical freak, but he is so raw right now. He's been targeted 9 times. 8 catches, 127 yards, and a passer rating of 155. You throw in the fact that Wink Martindale is going to blitz basically as soon as the game starts and more than half the time, and that's a lot of one-on-one coverage for Tyler Lockett, and I believe Geno Smith trusts Tyler Lockett and will get him the ball. He's had 1 great game, 2 bad games. I think this is another great game for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, I think the receivers for Seattle are really going to have a really good game tonight because the Giants' defensive backfield stinks. Proppy, what do you think about that play?
I like it. I actually prefer DK Metcalf tonight, primarily because he is a better wide receiver against man coverage. The Giants play as much man coverage as any defense in the NFL, and he tends to have a higher target volume against man coverage. So I prefer DK.
All right. So you can play either one. Tyler, I think they're both going to have big games. So you choose. By the way, how come when I tell you guys to do something in the chat, nobody does it? But Proppy says, right? Bucket says, and every single one of you do it. Very frustrating. You can tell I've got a hair trigger today. All right, gentlemen, well done, as always. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Oh, the recap, courtesy of AB doing double duty this morning. The maestro, Tyler Lockett, over 51.5 receiving yards. I just played it live myself. Do not let it go up because my man moves the line just like Prop Stars does and just like AB and just like anyway. Guys, so then Buckets is going to be on it. Draw no bet. This is Turkey Super League. It's the third line. If you've never bet soccer, make sure you bet the right thing. Then we're going to go both teams to score. No. Minus 120. That is in La Liga today. La Liga. Then Prop Stars, Kenneth Walker, over 62.5 rush yards. He would play it up to 66 or 67. Then AB, Seahawks, Giants. Let's go over 7.5 punts tonight. That'll be exciting when we cash the ticket. And then Seahawks, Giants, over 2.5 turnovers, minus 115. Just like last night in MetLife Stadium, we are predicting a lot of turnovers by both teams. But one thing I can assure you, gentlemen, Taylor Swift will not be at the game tonight. Ryan Reynolds will not be at the game. Hugh Jackman will not be at the game tonight. But we will be at 7:30 p.m. on Prime Time Early Edge and all day on CBS Sports HQ. We tease a lot. We laugh a lot. We have fun a lot. But in all seriousness, you come here for a reason. We take that very, very seriously. And after a day like yesterday, I could not mean this anymore. It is so much more fulfilling to either win together or sometimes lose together. But at least we do it together. So let's keep it positive. Let's keep it moving. Be nice to one another today and understand this. There's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Monday tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lobo, Maestro, Proppy, AB, Buckets, and my man the Snake always hovering, making the show look like $1 million. I am simply the coach, trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you or suffer with you. Either one, it works. It's truly what we're all about, right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
CBS Tonight, TV's hottest show is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero. I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, tonight 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.